Hey, sweetheart. I managed to sneak away from work early, so. Hey, why are you in bed? Are you feeling okay? You look a little flushed. You're sure you're fine? You just wanted to relax and read a little. Okay. What are you reading? What do you mean you'd rather not say? Baby, you're all red. Come on, show me. Memoirs of a Woman of Pleasure. Annie Hill. That's a bit of a naughty one, isn't it? Why would you try to hide that from me? You're embarrassed. Embarrassed about what? Look, I know how much you enjoy reading romance and erotica, and I know it turns you on. And anything that turns you on is absolutely a good thing in my book. Yes, even if it's a little cheesy. Although, this one's, Fanny Hill is more of a classic. Let me see. It was here agreed that I should keep myself up and out of sight for a few days, till such clothes could be procured for me as were fit for the character I was to appear in, of my mistress's companion, observing withal that on the first impressions of my figure much might depend. And, as they well judged, the prospect of exchanging my country clothes for London finery made the clause of confinement digest perfectly well with me. What? What? Keep reading. Okay. But the truth was, Mrs. Brown did not care that I should be seen or talked to by any, either of her customers or her does, as they'd called the girls provided for them, till she had secured a good market for my maidenhead, which I had at least all the appearances of having brought into her ladyship's service. Sweetheart, what are you... Are you playing with yourself while I read this? Let me see. So that's why you're embarrassed. Honestly, I love the fact that you find the written word so erotic and stimulating. It's what drives that wonderfully filthy imagination of yours, and I've benefited from that many times. Now, I'm sorry if my finishing work early and coming home disrupted your fun. I can absolutely just leave you to it. What? You want me to stay and read to you while you play with yourself? What if you held the book and I read to you while I played with you? I could play Miss Phoebe to your Fanny. I know that was pretty bad. Okay. How about let's get out of these clothes. I think this would be a lot more fun if we were naked. I love your beautiful naked body. All right. How about you lay on your side? You can hold the book and I'll cuddle up behind you, and I'll read it to you while running my fingers over these soft, sweet curves. Okay. Come on. Yeah. Right up here. I hear you. I love the smell of your hair. How soft your skin is. Okay, just hold the book up a little bit more. Yeah. Yeah, just like that. Okay, here we go. To slip over minutes of no importance to the main of my story, I passed the interval to bedtime, in which I was more and more pleased with the views that opened to me of an evening service under these people, and after supper, being shooed up to bed. And I think we both know how much fun can be had in bed, Miss Phoebe, who observed a kind of reluctance in me to strip and go to bed in my shift before her, came up to me, and beginning with unpinning my handkerchief and gown, soon encouraged me to go on with undressing myself. And still blushing at now seeing myself naked to my shift, I hurried to get under the bedsheets out of sight. But you, I don't want you ever to hide this beautiful body from me, sweetheart. Phoebe laughed and was not long before she placed herself by my side. She was about 25, by her most suspicious account, in which, according to all appearances, she must have sunk at least 10 good years. Allowance, too, being made for the havoc which a long course of hackney ship and heart waters must have made of her constitution. What? I would think you don't find me old and haggard. Oh my god. I ought to give you a spanking for such cheek. At the very least, a good squeeze. Yeah, I can rub your clit, baby. Like that. No sooner then was this beautiful and youthful woman laid down, but she, who was never out of her way when any occasion of lewdness presented itself, turned to me, embraced and kissed me with great eagerness. Just like this. This was new. This was odd. But imputing it to nothing but pure kindness, which, for all I knew, it might be the London way to express in that manner, I was determined not to be behindhand with her, and returned her the kiss and embrace with all the fervor that perfect innocence knew. You're really enjoying this. I love how fucking wet you are already. Encouraged by this, her hands became extremely free and wandered over my whole body with touches, squeezes, pressures that rather warmed and surprised me with their novelty than either shocked or alarmed me. Just like your hands are becoming extremely free. just as wet as you are. Come here. Come here. Let's just mouth like this. Okay. And then we can both. Oh, baby. The way you touch me. Okay. Where was I? Okay. The flattering praises she intermingled with these invasions contributed also not a little to bribe my passiveness. And, knowing no ill, I feared none, especially from one who had prevented all doubt of her womanhood by conducting my hands to a pair of breasts that hung loosely down, in a size and volume that full sufficiently distinguished her sex, to me at least, who had never made any other comparison. I lay then all tame and passive as she could wish, while her freedom raised no other emotions but those of a strange and, till then, unfelt pleasure. Every part of me was open and exposed to the licentious courses of her hands, which, like a lambent fire, ran over my whole body and thawed all coldness as they went. My breasts employed and amused her hands a while, till, slipping down lower, over a smooth track, she could just feel the soft, silky down that had but a few months before put forth and garnished the mount, pleasant of those parts, and promised to spread a grateful shelter over the seat of the most exquisite sensation in which had been, till that instant, the seat of the most insensible innocence. Her fingers played and strove to twine in the young tendrils of that moss, which nature has contrived at once for use and ornament. Oh, God, just like you're playing with mine. But, not contented with these outer posts, she now attempts the main spot, and began to twitch, to insinuate, and at length, to force an introduction of a finger into the quick itself, in such a manner that had she not proceeded by insensible gradations that inflamed me beyond the power of modesty to oppose its resistance to their progress, I should have jumped out of bed and cried for help against such strange assaults. Oh, God. Your finger feels so fucking good inside me. Instead of which, her lascivious touches had lightened up a new fire that wantoned through all my veins, but fixed with violence in that center appointed them by nature, where the first strange hands were now busied in feeling, squeezing, compressing the lips, then opening them again, with a finger between them, till an O expressed her hurting me, where the narrowness of the unbroken passage refused an entrance to any depth. In the meantime, the extension of my limbs, languid stretchings, sighs, short heavings, all conspired to assure that experienced wanton that I was more pleased than offended at her proceedings, which she seasoned with repeated kisses and exclamations such as, "Oh, what a charming creature thou art. What a happy man will be that first makes a woman of you. Oh, that were I a man for your sake." With the like broken expressions interrupted by kisses as fierce and fervent as ever I received from the other sex. For my part, I was transported, confused, and out of myself, feelings so new were too much for me. My heated and alarmed senses were in a tumult that robbed me of all liberty of thought. Tears of pleasure gushed from my eyes, and somewhat assuaged the fire that raged all over me. Phoebe herself, to whom all modes and devices of pleasure were known and familiar, found, it seems, in this exercise of her art to break young girls. The gratification of one of those arbitrary tastes for which there is no accounting. Not that she hated men, or did not even prefer them to her own sex, but when she met with such occasions as this, inclined her to make the most of pleasure, wherever she could find it, without distinction of sexes. In this view, now well assured that she had, by her touches, sufficiently inflamed me, for her purpose, I saw myself stretched naked, whilst I had no power or sense to oppose it. And I have no power to resist your purposes either. Here she took my hand, and in a transport carried it where you will easily guess. But what a difference in the state of the same thing. A spreading thicket of bushy curls marked the full-grown, complete woman. Then the cavity to which she guided my hand easily received it. And as soon as she felt it within her, she moved herself to and fro with so rapid friction that I presently withdrew it, wet and clammy. Oh God, babe. Oh God. I'm so fucking close. I love your moans. No, you grind yourself against my hand like that. When instantly Phoebe grew more composed after two or three sighs and heart-fetched oaths and giving me a kiss that seemed to exhale her soul through her lips. She replaced the bedclothes over us. Ah, what pleasure she had found, it will not say. Oh, God, baby, that's it. Come on. Come on, baby. Come with me. Come on, baby, come on. Come with me. Ah. But this I know, that the first sparks of kindling nature, the first ideas of pollution, were caught by me that night, and that the acquaintance and communication with the bad of our own sex is often as fatal to innocence as all the seductions of the other. I can see why you enjoy this book, sweetheart. That was, that was fucking incredible. Lying here, pleasuring you, reading to you. Think of fucking you. Come here. Come here. I'm actually really glad you felt comfortable enough to let me share something so intimate with you. Maybe I'll have to sneak away from work early more often. We could try some of your other books. Oh, God. Oh, no. Maybe not that one. I might make a passable maid seductress, but I'm not sure I'd be convincing as sadistic billionaire. Oh. All right. How about I go start dinner?